the thought that I want to use, or what we want to talk about tonight, how to overcome wavering faith. Amen. 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 How do we overcome wavering faith? Faith is so important to the believer, because God said it like this: for God has dealt to what? Every man the measure of faith. Then Romans tells us that the just shall live how? So we have lived in a natural world, and we around natural, carnal peoples all the time. And when you talk faith, when you say I'm healed, and you may have a little symptom in your body, and you say I'm healed, you say all my needs are met, and the money seems short, your mind and your thoughts, if you don't know how to handle them, will waver on you. So how do we overcome that? How do we overcome? And I believe God wants us to know, learn how to make our faith solid, steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, that whatever God has said, that's the way it is. Hello, somebody. Amen. How do we get there? Well, good question. So we want to deal with that tonight. We're coming to Christmas, and a lot of time during Christmas time, that's when a lot of money is spent, right? If a lot of money not spent, there's a lot of want to be spent. Am I right or wrong? I sure want something to spend if I don't have it to spend. But you know what? God wants you to have abundantly supply. Is faith real? Will faith work? Who will it work for? Faith is real, faith to work, and it works for the one that'll work it. So how do we do it, you know? Now listen to this. How we overcome wavering faith. James chapter 1. Give me James chapter 1, verse 5. James 1. Verse 5. Can we do that in let's see what I have that in. The New King James. Let's do that in the New King James. Hallelujah. We want to talk about how solid, how strong, how reliable, how certainty is the faith that God gave us. If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God, who gives to who? All liberally and without reproach, it will be given to him. Give me the next verse. But let him do what? Ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. You'll see the wave on the sea. You know, I went to, don't want to do too many rabbit trails tonight, but I went to fishing with a group of guys down in Buris, Louisiana. And the wave got up, the wind was blowing, plus one of those huge ships. Huge, dude. Man, that thing was huge. And it made waves get up like 3 feet, maybe 4 feet high, three. And so the guy that we were with, our guide, he was going to cut across, you know, he cut across the wave. You know, you can go with them, or because you go with them, they'll rock you like that. But he cut into it. And I was sitting up front. And when he cut into that wave, that boat went down under that water. Whoo, Jesus. And water came in the boat, you understand? And when that boat came up out of that water, shoo, thank you, Jesus. And if you'll notice, when waves, when the wind is blowing, whatever's in it out there, it normally take it with what it take that thing with the wind. It normally go with the wind. So doubt and unbelief come to you real stout, real stout. So how do you handle that? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. How do you keep your faith afloat? How do you keep your faith keep your faith going in the direction you need to go when waves of doubt is coming against you? How do you do that? Well, you certainly won't do it by watching Matlock. Amen. So he said, let's read on a little further. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. When you are back and forth going with the doubt, wave of doubt, whichever way the wind blow, whichever way whatever come, you in faith, long as everything is sailing smooth in your life, a little problem come up and you start talking like talking the problem. Well, you're not going to accomplish anything. That's what he's saying. Let not that man suppose that he will receive what? Anything from the Lord. Give me the next verse. He is a what? What kind of man? Oh, well, whatever come against you, you find, you feeling good, you find, oh, how you know? Ooh, I'm so happy. Next thing you know, in the next breath, the next minute, or maybe the next couple of minutes, somebody come up and tell you give you a bad report. Oh, you see a long face show up. Amen. That means you're double-minded. And you are what? Unstable. In how many? And that kind of person will live a yo-yo life. God did not create you to, he did not save you and to live a yo-yo life. You're to stand solid, strong against the currents of life, against the doubt, the unbelief, against the threats and the lies and the deception of the enemy. You have to stand, said, no, it is how he said it. What happened to the disciples that was on the sea? They were, Jesus had went down into the hidden part of the ship and went to sleep. And they was, and he told them to go to the other side, didn't he? What happened? Wind arose, and what happened when the wind got up? Water started getting in this boat. It's like it happened with me. So water got in the boat. Oh, boy. And they said, shoot, we better wake up Jesus. we better wake him up. And they woke him up. See, Jesus had already spoken. Now listen to what he said. Let's go to the other side. What did he say? When did he mention You think that he didn't know that the wind could get up and wave could and blow against that boat and get water in the boat? You don't think he was aware of that? That's why he said he spoke faith. He spoke his word. He spoke the truth to them. But they decided, they got afraid because he had been teaching them faith all day long. And so they woke him up. And when they awake him, and they said, "Master, we perish. Do you care?" I'm paraphrasing. That's about what they said. Jesus said, "Asked him, where is your faith?" Didn't he? He rebuked the wind, and the sea became calm. And then they marveled, said, "Oh, what kind of man is this?" He said, "Where is your faith?" He had been teaching them all day long, just before this event took place. He said, "Where is your faith?" Well, here's what God says to you and me, to us tonight. The just, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5, you got it? For we walk by faith and not by sight. What is faith? Now faith is, we know the definite, we know it so well, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is of the unseen realm. And God gave us a measure of it when you were born again. And that faith he gave you is controlled and governed by L-O-V-E. Love. Hello. And if these two components is in place, love and faith, grace have provided this. It's for every believer. It's for you. You can have it, you can develop it, and you can walk in it. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Faith is to be exercised in order to strengthen and grow your faith muscles. Listen. We walk by faith and not by sight. If you're going to be a man, a woman, or a person of faith, you're going to have to do it, because that's the way the believer live, is by faith. If you're a believer, how many believers in the house? Amen. Well, every believer, we are to live by faith, not by sight, not by feeling, not by circumstances. And if you want your faith to be strong, how many you work out every day? Don't raise your hand, don't raise your hand. But how many of you in here work out today, every day, for your physical health? You know, I can proudly say I work out one part of my body every day. You say, what part of that? My jaw muscle. Amen. But if you notice the first thing, if you have a person that's an athlete, if they're going to play any kind of sports, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, hockey, tennis, and any of those sports and the rest of them, what is the first thing they're going to do? What is the first thing they will require you to do? They're going to call you together, and they're going to have you to work out. You're going to have to train. They'll teach you how to train, how to strengthen the parts of your body that you're going to use. Amen. 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 Well, if you're going to be a strong Christian, strong believer, you're going to have to work your faith. Because you're not going to talk and say that you're a Christian and the devil's not going to attack you. Amen.
Amen.
Once you announce that you're a believer, you are a target to be attacked by the enemy. He's going to let you know where you are, and he's going to find out where you are. Amen. So, Romans 1:17. Now this is one way the believers walks by faith and not by sight. That's who we are. That's what we do. So, how do we get our faith from a place where it wavers to a place where it is stable, solid? Okay. Now listen what Romans 1:17 says. For therein is the righteousness of God. This is Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? We are the born again one. That's what happened when you got born again. You were justified. The just shall live by faith. The world live by all the other stuff, chance, luck. But we who are born again, we live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When the word, now watch this, when the word is preached, see, this is why you pay attention, and this is why you find, every believer need to find where, if you're going to assemble with peoples, you need to find those that preaches the word, because those that preach other stuff, it will cripple your faith. They will give you stuff that will cause you to be it will cripple you in life, and you won't be successful in your faith walk. And see, in this life of faith, everything you will ever need, everything you could ever think of, and even what you can't think of, God, through Jesus, has already provided it. In a measure, in abundance, that it'll never run out. You never can exhaust this resource, this reservoir of faith and love and the provision that it brings to you. It can never be exhausted. You can never go to God and say, and he'll tell you, well, you have to come back. It's on back order. He'll never tell you that. Because he has provided you abundant life through faith, to receive it through faith, that it'll never run out. You can never live out the life that God had given you, that it'll run out. That's why the scripture said life has triumphed over death. So, when the word is preached, when we preach the word, we preach faith. All right? What happened when we preach the word? We preach faith. Because God's word is faith-filled words. Romans 10:8 says, but what says it? The word is where? Nigh thee. Romans 10:8. Go ahead and put that up. I'm about to get to going too fast. Romans 10:8. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. I wonder why the word is in both places. I wonder why is that? Well, in the heart, in order to get in your heart, you believe it. To get in your mouth, you gotta speak it. And if you're not believing what you're saying in your heart, and you're just talking out of your mouth, saying thing, it won't work. You don't have the combination there. And then he said, faith worketh by love. That's the first thing God did when he saved you. He poured his love. He shed his love abroad in your heart so you could operate like he is. God is a faith God. God is L-O-V-E. God is love. That's what he gave you and me, love. So when we believe him, believe his word, when we operate, our faith to work. So what says that the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart? That is what? The word of faith which we preach. So what if you go sit on the people that don't preach the word? What you going to get? Are you going to get faith? Why? You hear people say God don't heal and all this, we're not going to get off in that, but you heard it. God, it's no such thing as being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with tongues today. And we got whole groups of them. Don't believe it. But you know what? Let me say this. And I hope I get a chance to deal with this on later on. But let me say this. As you know, a sinner can work the principle of the word in how to get money, just like a believer can, and they can get money because a lot of them got it. So you can't determine that just because a sinner got a lot of money that he's really doing good. When you get in that system, let me make mention, when you get over in that system, if you don't know it, there's a lot of cheating going on. A lot of lies and deception, crooked deal, and they gain money. Do you think the dope dealer do a good job at being fair, selling his dope? No. All kind of stuff is done unfair. Amen? But God had given the believer a way to get all these things, but most believers don't know it, and some of the rest of them had ignore it because we don't believe it. But everything the believer need, God had provided a way for you to get it. Are you willing to train your spirit and renew your mind to it? Educate yourself to walk in this walk of faith. But what saith that the word is nigh thee, even thy mouth and thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Amen. Once we hear the word, faith come. What happened? Once we hear the word, faith come. Let me qualify that now. See, I didn't say once you sit in the audience and heard somebody say something, preach the word in faith. But once you hear the word, faith to come. Faith come by Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh how? By hearing. Go ahead and put it up so we can see it. Romans 10:17. There we go. So then faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Why did faith come? Because we just read that the word, God's word in Romans 10:8, they are faith-filled words, right? That's why we preach them, because they are full of God's faith. And so then faith cometh by hearing by the word of God, all right? So when faith comes, faith will come to the one to hear it. Amen. Let me give you what Paul said about, and so we can get to, I'm going to skip a little bit and come back to this other. So then faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faith cometh, but you got to hear it. Now watch what Paul said. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, New King James. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is what? Fitting. Because your faith groweth how? Now listen to it. Because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you, you all abound towards each other. Notice that your faith grow because you're walking in love towards each other. Notice what it said. What happened? And your love and the love of every one of you. How many of you? All abound towards each other. Why? Because they're walking in love. All right. Let's deal with hearing. Let's deal with hearing. Faith come by hearing. Give me Mark 5:25. You can do this in the King James. It'd be fine. Just a regular King James. And there was a certain woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. How long she had it?
12 years.
And had suffered many things of many physicians. Had spent all that she had. And was nothing better, but what? Rather grew worse. Okay? Notice the next statement. When she heard of Jesus, what happened? When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Okay? For she said, for she said, I used to look at that, and I didn't look it up. But one translation, I didn't look it up today, but one translation says, for she kept on saying. She kept saying. How did faith come? By hearing. And when you hear, you're going to put voice to it. I can't tell you how many times I said it when I was on the bed of affliction. I walk in divine help. I walk in divine help. By his stripes, I'm healed. You know, one of the main scripture that I confess now, Romans 8:11, and you can write it down. We're not going to turn there. Romans 8:11 says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwelleth in you. For she said, when she heard, she said, when you hear, you'll talk. You'll speak. You won't let your flesh tell you what to say. You'll say what you heard from God. Did you hear what I said? For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. You know, she didn't say, I might be, I'll try to be, I hope I'll be. She said, I shall be whole. Give me the next verse. And straightway the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she would heal of that plague. That means she did what she said, right? She did what she said. And notice what, and immediately, Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Hello? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude throwing in thee. That means pressing up on Jesus. A lot of, when you're in a crowd and people is crowded, you've been in a place where you're trying to walk through a crowd, you pressing up against. excuse me, pressing up against people. Well, that's what would happen. These people were pressing up on Jesus. But in the midst of that, the press, Jesus noticed that virtue went out of him. And what happened? Somebody, he didn't know who it was, but somebody placed what? Somebody placed a demand on his ability to heal them. That means he was anointed to do it. And seeing the multitude thrown in thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Keep going. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Okay. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what she had done, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, what did he say to her? Daughter, what happened? He didn't say my power. He said your faith. You place a demand on my ability. Now your faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. So, is God a respected person? What? How did she get there? Well, when she heard something. When she heard something, I guess the rest of the people, they didn't, I'm sure some more sick people in the crowd. You think so? That kind of crowd, you, it's hard to have one person just in the crowd sick. For she said, when she heard, she said. And I think I've told this to you before. Brother Hagin said, Jesus appeared to him, said, preached it several times. And he said, Jesus told him, I'm going to give you 4 points. Anybody, anywhere, anytime will operate on these 4 principles, these 4 truths that I'm about to give you, will get the healing every time. If they would do exactly what this woman did, this is what she did. First thing she did, she said it. That's the first thing, she said it. Then the next thing she did it. She said it, she did it, and what was the next thing? She received it. What'd she do? That's 3 of them. She said it, she did it, she received it. What's the next thing? She told it. One of the mistakes we make, y'all listen to me real good. Listen to me real good. We're living on a new covenant. And many times we say, and I heard Nassanone preacher say it, I'm getting me a healing. According to grace, you already got your healing. When you're trying to get something, in other words, I'm believing God for a healing. I don't have to believe him for a healing. I need to know how to believe him to receive my healing. It's already given. My healing has already been done. Jesus is not going to come back to this earth and do anything about your healing, just like he's not going to come back and do anything about your salvation as far as you being born again and filled with the Spirit. It's already done. Grace has already provided this. And so what we need to learn how to develop in us, how to go get what's mine. Satan trying to take my healing, you're not going to have it. You're not going to get it. Now, how many of you ladies, You got your 1,000, your 2,000. Some of you maybe have 5,000 in your purse. And I walk up and say, give me your purse. Y'all are just going to hand it over to me. Yes, sir. No, I'm going to get some scratching and clawing. Might get my eyes put out. When are we going to get that serious about the devil when you come up trying to take your healing? So he'll kindly ease up to you sick. See how you're coughing? And you go, yeah. I don't feel too good. I'm so tired. I feel so bad. He said, you feeling bad? Yes, I feel so bad. You don't look too good. You're going to look at me. I don't look too good, do I? You know what he have done? He'll talk you right into his sickness. That's what he have done. That's what he have done. How do we get to that place where we have that faith that won't waver? Hallelujah. My flesh may feel bad. I may be looking bad. And all this, how do you get to that place? You stand there and say, bless God, I'm healed. Bless God, I'm whole. Bless God, my knees are met. Bless God, I'm strong. And your knees may be buckling. How do you get to that place? With faith filled words that I completely and totally agree with my Father God. God said I'm healed, and that's what's coming out of my mouth. That's why my hand go up in the air and say, praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Give me 2 Thessalonians again. 1 and 3. Give it to me again in New King James. 2 Thessalonians. Let's read it again. 2 Thessalonians. We are to do what? What did he say? We are bound to thank God always for you. Why would Paul thank God? Because they had caught on to the truth. Brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith groweth exceedingly. They had the evidence of it. The Thessalonian people went to all kind of stuff, all kind of persecution. Yeah, they did. But yet in the midst of it, their faith were growing because they believed God. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do coming up to Christmas? Are you going to talk your doubt and unbelief, or are you going to believe God? Are you going to tell everybody, I don't know what I'm going to do? No, I'm going to live good. I'm going to live in peace. I'm going to get everything I need. Because my God supplies what? All of my need, glory be to God. You notice what he said, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of all, and the love of every one of you all abound towards each other. With no fussing and fighting, with no jealous and envy and strife among them. They loved each other. They stood together. It will grow. Their love did what? Was abound towards each other. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how it works. You know, when you bickering, especially even like this in a congregation, even a home, a family, your faith won't work. Because faith works by love. Glory be to God. This one with the issue of blood found, she had been battling a blood flow for 12 years, and had spent all she had. Doctor couldn't help her. But when she heard, she said, how do we get there? We hear and we say. Something good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't believe my time is out, but boy. Anyway, I'm gonna do one more. I thought I was gonna, when you think you're gonna rip through all these scriptures that the Lord give you, you just be, anyway. Let me show you one more. Romans chapter 4, we'll start at verse 13. I'm just going to get started. This is the New King James. How do we get there? Let's read. For the promise that he will be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed according to the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And see, this is how we get to this place where our faith is solid, when we know we have been made the righteousness of God. And we operate in this place of success through our righteousness. Right standing with God. There's nothing between God and me. He has nothing against me. Ooh, isn't that good? For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise are made of no effect. Because the law brings what? About wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Faith don't transgress. Faith believe, faith act. Therefore, is a faith that it might be by grace, not by law. You notice in Galatians, that was the battle they had. And Paul said, what's wrong with you foolish Galatians? That you started out, now you're going back to the law. Who bewitched you? What's the matter with you? Amen. Therefore is a faith that it might be by grace, so that the promise might be sure to half of the seed. I don't care what color your skin is. The promise is sure to you. If you see, if you're born again in the body of Christ, this promise of faith and that grace has provided for you to walk in this victorious walk, it is to you. Not only to those who is of the law, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Watch what he said, and we have to come back. Give me. As it is written. What's written? I have made you a father of many nations. I made you father. I made you, Abraham, a father of many nations. In the presence of him whom did that mean Abraham was in the presence of God, whom he believed, God, who giveth life to life to the dead, and cause those things which do not exist as though they did. Keep that in mind. Keep going. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he would become the father of many nations. See, not just the father of the nation of Israel, but the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, according to what was spoken, so shall our descendants be. Keep going. I want to get there. And being not what? Weak in faith. Being not weak in faith, wavering faith. He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now he was about 100 years old, and here God told him that he was the father of many nations. He didn't consider his body dead. He didn't even consider it. Here's Sarah. She was 90 now, and when she was 30, when she was 20 and when she was 30, she couldn't get pregnant. Now she's 90. And God said, I made you father of many nations. And that's the only way it's going to happen, through he and Sarah, because they tried Isaac and it didn't work. And when he was fully persuaded, his faith did not waver. He held fast to what God said, and he had a dead body and a dead womb. Who gonna make it work? His faith. So what's gonna see you through? You know, they're talking about the different kind of things that's around the flu and the COVID, you know, all that. You had your shot, you had that. What's gonna keep you safe? Are you gonna depend on your mask? You can wear it, I don't care. But what are you looking to? I got my eyes and my heart set on Jesus. What he said. I just believe Jesus bigger than Kobe. I believe he's bigger than cancer. I've been through that. He's bigger than cancer. I believe he's bigger than blood disease. I believe he's bigger than anything. Hello? He did not look at this now. See, he had a dead body. His body was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. He did not waver at the promise of God. Through what? Unbelief will make you waver. Did y'all hear what I said? Unbelief will make you waver. And I'm going to finish this verse and I'm going to shut up. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How do you get away from unbelief? You give glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. My faith workers, I have exceedingly great working faith. Glory to God. I'm a father of many nations. Glory to God. I walk in divine health. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When everything looked bleak and sad and bad, glory to God. Because I'm operating on in and through an unseen power that the enemy don't see, my eyes don't see, but my heart believe and my mouth is saying it. Ursha, y'all better come on, because I'm at a point now I want to take off. Hallelujah. 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 So strengthen your faith. Make it sound and solid through the word of God. Amen. So when these times come, you're not moved by that stuff. You're not moved by what they are saying. Thank God for the doctors, all that thing I can get to agree with me, and whatever medicine can do, I receive that. But my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his, what is built on? Jesus Christ and what? His righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, the holy lean, and trust in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So don't let a bad report control your life. Turn the thing around.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Y'all go ahead and stand up, because you keep on sitting there, I'm going to take off. I'm telling you. Whose report shall you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says what? I'm healed. His report says I'm filled. His report says what? His reports I'm free. His reports I have the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not just shouting about it. I'm walking in the shout that I'm giving. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for this, your holy written word, that we can talk about the living word that has given us everything richly, richly to enjoy. Our knees are met. Our bodies are healed. We are safe in your own. We are born of your spirit, washed in your blood, separated from sin. Hallelujah. And you supplied all of our needs. And we thank you that we can face these days with shouts of victory, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we thank you that when these things come, we know what to do, because we live in another world. We have another system we operate by, and it's called faith and love, a love and faith. Grace hath provided. So we sow our seeds tonight. We thank you that all our needs are supplied and that we have lack of nothing. But you called to come to us in abundance, for my God shall supply. And that's what you're doing. So we thank you tonight. As we pray over this seed, we thank you that great increase come to your people. We not only sow the seed, but you multiply our seed sown. You increase the fruits of our righteousness. And we thank you, Lord. We have an abundant harvest coming to us from us, from the seed. We walk in divine health. We walk with you in faith, and our relationship is great. And our fellowship is strong and getting stronger every day, because you're the God that's more than enough. And we thank you for keeping each one of us ministering angels. We give you assignment. Watch over the body of Christ. Watch over us, our going out, our coming in, our uprising, our down sitting, that no evil come upon us, but the blessing have overtaken us to keep us safe. We thank you that you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, and we trust in you. And we thank you that we go through these days safe and sound, victorious and prosper. Good things are happening to us. We call for them, we receive them, we walk in them, and they are ours. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.